Good evening. This is KGVM 95.9 on your dial from Bozeman, Montana. This is the Meditation to Self-Realization program. And we are doing a gratitude challenge. We did two last week. We're going to do two more this week. And we'll go into Thanksgiving and then beyond with the rest of the 12. It's a series of 12. And today we're going to do gratitude for our partners and gratitude for our siblings.
And I'm Marion.
And I'm Jim. And we're your hosts tonight.
And the Eckham Gratitude Challenge. This is out of the Eckham. Eckham is out of India. It's a oneness movement. And we are part of it. And so we like to share our involvement with you. And so we are going to do our gratitude challenge today, which when we give gratitude, our heart blossoms. And the heart chakra has 12 petals. And so each time we do one of these challenges, our heart chakra opens up one more petal. And so that's what we're about. And we bring it to you for the expansion of your heart and the opening of your heart in this season of gratitude.
Yeah. And so as we do these meditations, hopefully you'll have some beautiful remembrances or visuals of your partner. And it could be your dog if you're single and don't have a male or female partner. It could be a best friend, relationship, husband, wife, a mate, whatever.
If you partner with God.
Oh, that's beautiful. What a thought.
Or the universal intelligence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your presence. The inner presence that your creator.
Yeah, so it's, gosh, it's we've got a lot of partners out there.
Yeah.
I know, speaking of partners, for me, we've been in our relationship for quite some time, over 47 years now, and we've had our ups and downs, but I know we've done this meditation before, and I know I recalled one time when we first met each other, the first month, running down the beach and almost in a foot race on the beach with water splashing, and Marion had longer legs. That's my excuse. And she was always three strides ahead of me, and we couldn't stop laughing when we barely were breathing by the time we did stop. And it was just a beautiful experience. And that was a joyful experience I had with my partner.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, those are the kind of things that might come up, joyful experiences, maybe not. I know I've done some of these gratitude meditations and started out with some negative, and then they turned into joy because the way it was guided, the meditation was guided. So it's an interesting process. We'll see what happens today.
Yeah, and so memories may come up, or just allow the experience to unfold, because Krishnaji actually is going to be leading this one. That's
I think Prithaji leads this one. You're thinking of day six.
Oh, you're right. It is Prithaji. Okay, it is.
This is what partners are for, keeping everybody on track here.
That's right. And so I know you'll enjoy it. There is some movement in the and chanting. It's minimal. It's putting your hands in prayer mode or prayer position by your heart. And then you'll be tilting your head back, and then on the inhale, and then forward on the exhale, chanting yang. And yang is the keynote of the heart chakra. So it helps to open it, and you will feel your heart expand as you tilt your head back.
And as you tilt your head back, your prayer your hands in prayer mode will rise above your head.
Not this one.
Really?
This one's just tilting your head back and then going yang. That's another one.
Oh,
that's
okay.
six.
Well, there you go. Now my partner's keeping me on track.
Okay, so I believe we're ready to begin.
Let's do it. I'm going to have to cue some stuff up here, so be patient.
And maybe take some deep breaths. And with a long inhale and slow and deep, and then even a longer exhale. And begin to focus on your heart.
Fulfilling love.
Namaste. Welcome to the third day of the Gratitude Challenge. You are warriors. You come back for the third day's onslaught. We respect that. Today on day three, you open up to gratitude towards your partner, either your current or your earlier partner or partners. Remember, the quantum of your gratitude reflects definitely the beauty of the other, but also reflects the beauty of you. Your relationship with your partner can be your greatest source of fulfillment, strength, and joy. When you connect to your partner with gratitude, there is a letting go of the veils that keep you separate and alone. Love holds its way. In an opening of your heart to gratitude, there is no calculation. There are no agendas. There is a total giving of yourself. When you move into a space of gratitude towards your partner and celebrate this relationship, you see life opens up its abundant treasures of love and togetherness. Now to the challenge of gratitude meditation. Sit cross-legged, preferably on a meditation cushion or a mat. If not, sit on a chair with your spine erect. Open your arms, place them on your thighs, open to skies. Hold your attention at the center of your chest all through the neck stage. Slowly inhaling, opening your chest. Tilt your head back, looking to the sky. Chanting yang, slowly contract your shoulders. Bring your head down as if you're looking into your heart. Yang. Slowly inhaling, opening your chest. Tilt your head back, exhaling to the sky. Slowly. Yang. Close your eyes. Attention at the heart. Inhaling, open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. Inhaling, open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. Inhaling, open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. Inhaling, open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. Inhaling, open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. Inhaling, open your chest and tilt your head back. Yang. Now relax and breathe normally. Place your right palm on the center of your chest, with your fingers spreading to the left of your chest. Now connect to your partner. Think of those moments when you felt completely fulfilled in your partner's love. Moments of pure joy, moments of togetherness. Think of those moments when your partner gave you the totality of their trust. Moments where your partner stood by you and reminded you of your strength. If you have never fully allowed yourself to feel grateful to your partner, I would say now is the time. Perhaps in the business of life, you never paused. Or some nagging thought stopped you from letting your partner know what they have given you. Allow your heart to feel.
Dhanyosmi priye, dhanyosmi priye, dhanyosmi priye, dhanyosmi priye, dhanyosmi priye. Dhanyosmi priye, dhanyosmi priye.
Feel your heart's energy field expand and connect to the infinite field of divine intelligence all around you. Ask the divine to bless your partner with an abundance of blessings. Embrace your partner with deep feeling and wish for their well-being. Express gratitude to the divine intelligence. Take the time today to express gratitude to your partner. You may write to your partner, call them, or meet in person, and let them know your true feelings of gratitude. Do this without any expectation, without expecting any specific response from them. Remember, This is your time of giving. Give gratitude selflessly. With this, you have completed your third day's gratitude challenge. Remember to share with your friends in the group and read other people's shares too. Allow your heart to flower. Namaste.
Okay.
All right. That was really nice. It's about the third time we did it today. Each time something comes up different. Earlier, I had a recall of when we first met, of sharing a mummy bag together, and we didn't really barely knew each other. And somehow we had this trip, and we were always cuddled up in the mummy bag and concerning trust, how Marianne trusted that, I wouldn't do anything, be aggressive, let's put it that way. And that was really beautiful, you know, trusting your partner like that.
And after we weren't partners.
We weren't partners then, but it was still.
We were just travel companions at that point.
It was still something that came up, I don't know if you remember these. At one point in time, there was these stickers, "Have you hugged your kid today?" that were big. You'd see them on the back of cars all the time, all the soccer games and stuff. And that came to me, but it came to me as how many times I give gratitude to Marianne, you know, to really be conscious of getting that hug before I leave, saying, I don't know, you know, I love you, and not forgetting about that gratitude, you know, that's really touched me during the meditation here. How about yourself, hon?
Well, I would like to give you gratitude, Jim, for sticking it out. we've had some rough years, and at one point when our children were young, Jim was working a lot, sometimes leaving at 7 a.m. and getting home at 9, and went on and on. And you know, I became overwhelmed as a mom with 3 young, fairly young children. I think our oldest was maybe 10 at the time, or 11, maybe even 12, and then a 4-year-old, and then a 1-year-old. So in any event, I was speaking in a way that Jim couldn't hear. I was communicating with anger and, you know, pretty much demanding that he be part of the family. And when we make demands, they're very hard to hear. And so at this point in time, I can understand that he probably chose to be gone all day because I was pretty tough to live with, maybe. And so the short of the story is that I packed up the 3 children and moved back here to Montana and hadn't really expressed honestly with Jim. Just I was done living in Seattle and I'm out of here. And so he persevered, though, and he ended up leaving Seattle and coming and finding his family. And just to know that I had pretty much washed my hands of the relationship, I felt done. I did get perspective. And once he came back and, time had lapsed, like we can't remember, it was 3 to 6 months, somewhere between there, that we were apart. And so I want to give you gratitude for persevering and not giving up, being the one, being the glue that kept us together, because
there was quite a few times when,
that was probably the most evident time, or
that, that probably was, you know, the tank works with the flotation tank business. Yeah. That was heavy duty. So, you didn't care for that.
No.
But the long and short of it is that, the perseverance, but I'd have to give credit to the divine intelligence, you know, following divine intelligence, the intuitive self and God realization that, you know, we were somehow meant for each other and we just needed to figure out
how to make it work.
How to make it work, because and the love
how to
was
communicate
strong.
Communicate in a way that we could hear each other and not be making demands or having those angry looks and angry words where the other person can't really make out exactly what we're feeling and what we're needing to say. Honey, I'm overwhelmed. I need some consideration. Would you please get home for dinner tonight? Or, you know, something to the effect that made sense to him, or made it concise enough that he knew, because he was busy trying to meet the financial needs. That's what he was doing. And I wasn't looking at that. I was totally self-obsessed with my position and not having any regard for his. And I can see that clearly now. I couldn't see it then. So perspective, meditation, self-realization. And so thank you, dear.
Oh, thank you. That's a nice share. It brings back not so fond memories. But it's good, because it's
acknowledging
your
perseverance and your willingness to give your all to make it work.
Well,
when I didn't have that.
Thank you for your compassion. That's what love is.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Well, we've got another one. This one's, the next one is gratitude for siblings. So let's play that.
This is a valuable one. I have 7 siblings, and so I get to share some special memories and have an experience with all 7 right now, and I'm looking forward to it. So we're rather close.
Okay. Yep.
You have returned for the 4th day of the Gratitude Challenge. Congratulations on your journey so far. If you missed any of the previous day's Gratitude Challenge, I would recommend you to go through them without fail. Please know that it is all 12 days of challenge that complete your journey. The 4th day of the Gratitude Challenge awakens you to the blood bond you share with your siblings. It may also be someone who you hold in your heart as a brother or a sister. Born of the same parents, no 2 siblings are the same, not even twins. Nevertheless, it is a special relationship that can always connect you to the experience of childhood innocence. No matter how far removed you may be physically, or how distant you may be in your values from each other, today's challenge is to open your hearts to your siblings with gratitude. Gratitude arises when you realize so much of what is beautiful about you is because of the other. So let us move into the meditation now. Sit cross-legged, preferably on a meditation cushion or a mat. If not, sit on a chair with your spine erect, your shoulders down and relaxed. Hold your palms in Anjali Mudra at the center of your chest, with your thumbs pressing against the sternum. Inhaling, slowly raise your joint palms above your head. And exhaling, chant Yang, and bring them back slowly to the center of your chest, the spiritual heart region. Yang. Inhale. Yang. Close your eyes. Inhale. Yang. Yang. Inhale. Yang. Yang. Inhale. Yang. Yang. Inhale. Yang. Relax and breathe normally. Place both your palms on the center of your chest. Connect to your sibling now. Think of those moments of togetherness, sharing, and fun that you had with your siblings. Thank you. Moments when you came together after an argument or a fight. Connect to what is beautiful about your brother or your sister. Allow your heart to move into a space of admiration for who they are and a gratitude that they are a part of your life. Let them know how much these memories mean to you. Speak to them in your heart. Allow your heart to feel that sense of gratitude. Feel your heart's energy field expand and connect to the infinite field of divine intelligence all around you. Divine to bless your sibling with a beautiful life. your sibling with deep feeling and wish for their well-being. Express gratitude to the divine intelligence. Open your eyes. Reach out to your sibling today. Perhaps write, call, or meet together. And let them know that you love them. Let them know that you are grateful to them. Share the loving memories that you have of your siblings. Share it with them. Give gratitude selflessly without hesitation. Like a flower that would give its fragrance, unmindful of judgments. With this, you have completed your fourth day's gratitude challenge. Share it with your friends on the group and read other people's shares too. Namaste.
Well, how was that for everybody?
Mm-hmm. It was powerful for me.
It really was. I like, she said something at the end here about judgment. It came to me during the meditation with my siblings is how different we were back growing up, my brother and sister and myself, three of us, and how different we are now. And yet there's this figure eight flow that I feel real fortunate to be part of. I remember when I really needed some support with my life, I was in the gutter basically, and I spent a year with my sister. And she was on a whole different path and looking inward and meditating and yoga and whatever, and really made a big difference in my life, that support, that help from a sibling. And I know my brother's daughter is having a tough time right now with a divorce and a messy one. And I realize how compelled I am to stay in touch with her and keep checking up. And I've got a smile on my face as I say this, because she always seems so joyful despite everything that's going on when I talk to her. And I know that that's not always the case. But so when I talk about the figure eight flow, how I was able to receive support from my sister, and then now I'm able to give support to my niece, my brother's daughter. And it's just beautiful. And I realized that's not the case for everybody with brothers and sisters. I've heard all sorts of stories. And even with me, it's I talk with my sister and stuff, but it's been real difficult. I think, several years ago, I think something came between us with what would you call it? Political.
No, we weren't even involved in it.
I wasn't even involved in it, but it's all who you vote for and all that crap.
Yeah, but
and
they didn't even know who we voted for.
Yeah, she did.
Well, she did.
Oh, yeah. And so, but yet we still talk with each other. As long as we stay off of politics, we're a brother and sister because we have a lot of like type interest.
A lot in common.
Mm-hmm. But I think the point that I was making was how difficult some people do have relating to siblings. So how can we change the course of that?
And everyone needs to choose love,
I guess
love and
part.
Gratitude. When we can find something to be grateful for about whoever it is, our sibling or someone that's not very easy to be with, if we can find something to be grateful for, that really does help to open up the heart and look beyond our judgments, our opinions, and our differences. So I know that goes on in our family. And, you know, it's almost the same as with Jim. I don't know. I mean, not that we have differences, but that if we do have a difference, I don't want it to last. So to find the resolution, to be able to look inside of me and find out what is it that I am creating a wall to not let someone in or not have a connection with someone. And I've had many opportunities with that within my family of seven siblings. And most of the time it's been with my identical twin sister because we have been so close, and yet sometimes that just we have our differences. That's all there is to it. Sometimes she expects me to read her mind, or I expect her to read mine, and soon we're in two different fields. Although now I have to say that it's much easier for me to not have to go to a place of being right, or that my view of things is right. Not that I can always do it, but it happens so much less. It's not so important to be right or to even be heard if someone can't, if someone's having a hard time hearing what I'm saying. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for each one of my siblings and that I am in contact with them, some more often than others. And that makes a big difference. Woo. So I think Jim's getting queued up for our celebration song. We're going to celebrate our gratitude to our siblings and partners.
Yeah, siblings and partners. So it's been a wonderful share. And I hope you all enjoyed the meditations. We'll be doing two more next week. And this will be Thanksgiving. So it'll be children and
the child and work.
And work. Those who you work with and the child.
And I did want to tell you that you can, if you choose to visit this, you can go type into the search engine online .ecum.org, and you will see the challenges on YouTube there.
Yeah, all 12 challenges.
So, and we also have a group that meets at 8 o'clock in the morning, And if you're interested in Zooming with us, there's a group of us.
About 20.
Today we had 30.
Did we?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, you know, people stop in and drop in, and then, you know, it doesn't work for them other days. So they are in and out. And it's at 8 o'clock in the morning, and the Zoom number is 208-720-0425, and the passcode is 1111. I'll say it one more time. The Zoom ID number is 208-720-0425, and the passcode is 1111. And that's at 8 a.m. on your Zoom. And
every morning,
you'll be able
Monday
to,
through Friday,
you'll be able to see us there and share gratitude or another meditation, because we're there Monday through Friday. Through the gratitude challenge, we will even be doing it on the weekends till Thursday. So
without
we will
further ado, we've got Lean on Me.
Okay.
By Bill Withers. So you all take care.
And dance a little bit here.
Have a problem that you'll understand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
I just might have a problem.